Hello.
Yes, hey Tom,
Hello.
how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Steve. Yeah, I wanted to make a payment.
Sure. Please tell me how much is it gonna be?
Okay, it's going to be $350, which should cut the balance in half. And if you could indicate that on the receipt, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Just a minute. All right. So, yeah,
should leave the
currently the
balance
remaining
just
balance is $800.
You what?
I'm saying the remaining balance right now is 800. So you want to pay 350 right now?
No, it's 700. According to your records. According to your records, it shows 700.
700. Just a minute. Let me just do a quick check over here, because it's showing 800 over here. All right, so you signed up with us on 15th of Feb, and you have paid 700 initially.
Right.
Right? Then we have you made a payment of $300 on July 13th.
Okay.
Then you have made a payment
on August 3rd.
Yeah, 400 in August.
399 in September.
Yep, that's right. 399 in September.
And now 350.
That makes a total of 1799, and you signed up on 2599.
You what?
So the remaining is $800, Tom.
Okay. Well, I thought it was 25, but your record showed 24. Anyhow, the balance is getting small.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
Currently it's
800, and you're paying to 350 right now, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the balance will be paid off in December, the early part of December. So.
All right,
November
perfect.
And December, there's two more payments. The problem is we're getting into the heating season now, and my balance and my money that I have available isn't quite as much. Although we so far haven't had any heat, it's still been pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Amazing. Well, I've gone through, I'm almost at the end of the last copy that you sent me, the complete copy.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a couple of things that I corrected on it. One thing, you had two chapter 19s, so I had to move the chapter numbers after that all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You did chapter 19 twice. I also found a few little, a word or a comma missing here and there,
mm-hmm.
and I changed those on the copy that I have here. So what I send back to you, the only problem I have is that when you combined chapters, and in a lot of cases there are places where within the same paragraph we switch subjects, and they should be separated. They're not. Will your people do that before they're finished, or do I have to go back through it all again? In the same paragraph, they're switched to another subject altogether, different people.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, can you please share your final feedback with me over the email so I can get it corrected and share the final file with you?
You know what?
I'm saying, can you please share the required revisions with me over the email, so I can get them corrected from the editing team, and then I'll share the final file with you.
Yeah, well, will they be reading through it again? It's pretty obvious where they have to be separated. I don't have any problem with the conjoining of the paragraphs. I mean, I didn't want to do it at first, but it's okay. But when you're in the midst of one chapter, and you just change subjects in the middle of a chapter, you can't do that. You've got to go to at least the next, you know, a little gap in the next line, then it's fine. It's got to read properly. And I really hate to have to go back through the whole thing again now.
Tom, I'm really sorry about that, but it's just a part of the process. I just want your final feedback before creating and sharing the final file with you.
You what?
I'm saying it's just a part of the process. Like, we do require the final feedback from the author in order to create the final files and share it with you.
Yeah. Well, I will send back what I have gone through here. Probably tomorrow.
All right. That would be great.
And we can go from there. But otherwise, it looks pretty good all the way through. There's one thing. You have a table of contents. You don't need a table of contents in a novel. That can be eliminated.
Sure. We'll surely do that.
If we had definite sections involved, that we could use a table of contents. But for a novel, usually there's no table of contents or an index. So indexes are always fun. I really have to go over the copy for those. But that doesn't fit with a novel. So.
So the team is surely going to remove the table of contents. That's not going to be an issue. I would highly appreciate if you can just put it down in an email and send to me all the required changes, and I will get it done.
Okay. And the copy that you recently sent, I did make corrections within the copy, so they're already made. You know, I changed.
Perfect, then. Just share the revised, just share the copy with me with the revisions made, and so that I can share it with the team and we'll get it finalized for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okie dokie. We're getting close. Almost time to switch to another book.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's just finish this one first, finalize this one first, and then we'll move towards the next book.
Yeah, that one is much longer than this one, so it's 131,000 words, so this one's only 80,000 or just under 80,000, which is kind of a short novel.
Mm-hmm. The second one?
Yeah. But by starting all the chapters on the right side of the page and also spacing down to the middle of the page for each start, it's going to add 15 or 20 pages to the final copy, which will help be helpful. I already mentioned all that in my last email, so.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that. And I did send you the copy for the cover. I would appreciate anything you can do on that because it's, you know, I appreciate your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not to that yet, I guess. So. And of course, the legal page at the front, you have things to add to it like the ISBN number and your company name and all that kind of stuff. And if we do go to the Library of Congress, that would be on that page, too. Is there a cost on that?
I'm sorry?
Is there a cost to going through the Library of Congress listing?
The LCCN number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you want to get the LCCN to us, that's what you're asking?
Yeah, if it's listed with the Library of Congress, does that cost extra?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. That's the Library of Congress LCCN number. And yes, there is going to be a cost for the Library of Congress number.
Okay, do you have any idea how much that would be?
Currently, I'm not sure. I do have to, like, have a word with the concerned team.
More than an hour?
I'm sorry?
Okay, yeah, if you could send me that information, too. I don't know whether
sure.
I'm going to do it yet or not. So.
I just want to, like, have a word with the team regarding the Library of Congress number. Please tell me for how many books do you require the Library of Congress number so I can get you the quotation accordingly.
Well, I have 6 books in print right now, so none of them have the Library of Congress in them. But
so it's
going to
be for... Yeah, so is it going to be for all of them?
For the moment, it's for this book only.
Only for this book. All right.
For sangfroid. Hard word to say.
mm-hmm.
Hard to
and
get
please
the
tell me,
there.
Do you have the ISBN number or you also require the ISBN number?
Yeah, the ISBN number is automatic. I know I don't have to pay extra for that. So.
The automatic
probably.
Numbers that are provided by Amazon that are only be usable only for Amazon. So,
okay. Well, there's an automatic ISBN number that you always assign.
Mm-hmm.
Plus usually,
but that's only usable only on Amazon. It's
also.
Not for the worldwide publishing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you're not willing to, like, publish the book on multiple platforms, on the worldwide platforms, then it's totally fine. You don't have to go for the ISBN number. But if you are willing to publish the book globally in the future, then you do need to get the ISBN number as well.
Okay. Well, we'll cross that bridge as soon as we get to it. Anyhow, let's go from there, and I'll be talking to you before too long.
Mm-hmm. No worries. And can you please tell me what's the name for the next book?
You what?
What's the name of the next book?
The name of the book is... what is it? Hold on a second. I've got quite a few manuscripts that are not submitted yet, so that was one of them. Okay.
So, Tom, I just want you to do one thing. While you're sharing the feedback with me of the current book, I want you to also share the manuscript for the next book so I can share it with the team and they can start working on the editing of the next book right away.
You have the manuscript for the next book. Oh, it's Enigma of Ennui. You have that copy. That was given to you a long time ago. And you also have the third one, which was previously published, but needs to be republished. But it's
Tom, I'm really sorry. I'm just checking the files right now, and I'm unable to see the copy, the manuscript on my end, as I took over the project in between. So it would be highly appreciated if you can just share the manuscript of book 2 and 3 with me in a new email so I can share it with the team.
Enigma of Ennui is the title. Yeah, I can do that. We can send you another.
That would be great. Just share. Yeah, just share the. Mm-hmm. Just share the book that you want us to start working on after this one.
Yeah,
just share that book with me. So I can share it with the team, and
You should have it in your files because you sent it to you a long time ago. But I'll send it to you again.
All right, that would be great. And the payment has been charged. So, mm-hmm. All right, just share it with me once again, so I can share it with the team. Besides, decide to have the book cover ready for you.
We'll send it to you again.
That would be great. Also, I have the book cover ready here for you. I will be sharing the book cover. So kindly have a look.
Okay.
All right.
Are we all set then?
Yep, we are good to go. The payment has been charged. I will be sharing the receipt with you in a while.
Okay. Okay.
You'll be hearing from me within the next day or so.
All right, Tom.
I'll,
so take care of yourself.
I'll send you the copy for Sang Fra and also for Enigma.
That would be good. That's all required from your site.
And the cover for Enigma, we don't need to worry about quite yet. So.
Yeah, the cover is ready on my end. I will be sharing it with you in a while.
Mm-hmm. And Enigma is 137,000 words, so it's quite a bit longer than the one we're just doing. But it's an entirely different area of interest. So anyhow, we'll get to that soon.
Sure. We surely will.
So I do appreciate you calling me back. It's so hard to get a hold of anybody there.
I tried to call you in between, but unfortunately, I couldn't get a hold of you.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow or the next day or whenever.
Mm-hmm. Perfect,
soon.
Perfect.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.